We have with us Rick Osborne. He is the creator of Pull Your Own Weight. I thought it was Pulley, but no, it's pullyourownweight.net. And he is a physical educator. He is helping kids immunize themselves against obesity. That's something that we both share. That
we want to immunize kids.
We want to shoot them. I want to know about
his time on in Black Sabbath.
Oh, that's right, Ozzy Osbourne's brother, Rick. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doc.
Now,
for starters, I wouldn't know an Ozzy Osbourne tune if it hit me right between the eyes.
I'm the same way, except for Crazy Train. That's the only song I know because there was a lot of kids who wanted to beat me up in high school that used to wear the Ozzy Osbourne logo, Black Sabbath, on the back. So, anyway, Rick, tell us a little bit about PullYourOwnWeight.net, and I understand now you're a pull-up fan. Is that correct? You're a big fan of the pull-ups.
I'm a big functional fitness fan. That's what I am.
Functional fitness as opposed to non-functional, like stuff you can't use.
As opposed to, I'm a big body weight resistance.
Right, meaning like fan. You're the type of guy, if you were stuck on an island like Tom Hanks was in that movie Castaway, you'd be the guy that going, wait a minute, I don't need to go to the gym to work out. There's plenty of things here on the island that I can figure out.
You do not need a gym to work out.
Right,
you
I can get
don't
fit.
Need a gym to avoid obesity.
Exactly. Sure. So now, how does this translate over to kids? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Here's the essence of Operation Pull Your Own Weight, and it's basically from a logic standpoint, threefold. Number one, statistics have shown that kids who can do at least one pull-up cannot be obese. If you can do a pull-up, you cannot carry 30% body fat. It's simply impossible.
Now, you're talking about the one where you're starting with your arms locked out, not like if you jump up. Because I know my kids like to do pull-ups, and they'll jump up to the top, and they'll go,
and their
one!
Knees are in their chest, you know.
Right, one!
I'm talking about a conventional pull-up with any grip that you want, and that means you're starting with your arms straight and ending with your chin touching the bar. If you can do one of those, you cannot carry 30% body fat. It's simply impossible.
Now, how did you get started? First of all, it's like were pull-ups, was that like a big thing when you were a kid? Like, you know, when you were going to school and everything?
Not really. As a matter of fact, I don't think we did a lot of pull-ups when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I was involved in an at-risk program in Davenport, Iowa, a number of years back, and the goal of the grant was to improve the self-esteem and related performances, which is everything, of the kids who attended this school in Davenport, Iowa. And being the only physical educator on staff, I was the one who was put in charge of the physical aspect of this grant implementation. And what we came up with was because we didn't have much money, we came up with this pull-your-own-weight concept.
That's right. Lemons, you got to make lemonade.
Yeah, we made some lemonade. As a matter of fact. We had hundreds of kids go from being unable to do pull-ups to being able to do pull-ups in a school year's time. We did this actually over 4 years, the presumption, of course, is that if you can do a pull-up, you can't be obese, and if you're not obese, you're avoiding a lot of the social problems that go hand-in-hand with obesity. And in this day and age, actually, they've proven that academic performance is undermined by obesity. So not only are you, by solving the obesity problem in school, but you're increasing test scores and you're reducing social problems, i.e. bullying,
right.
By solving that problem. There's just so much that is attached to.
Now, what do you do with the fat kid who can't do a pull-up?
Let's say you got a kid and you want to get them to be able to do pull-ups because a lot of people can't even do one. But how do you get someone to do one?
From zero to one.
Where would you start?
Most people can't do one. If I were to go to downtown Atlanta today and pull off 100 people off the street, you'd be lucky if 10 of them could do one pull-up.
Really? Right. Is that true?
Yeah. Highest percentage of people cannot do a pull-up today, a legitimate pull-up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the highest percentage of golfers can't break 100.
Especially if you stop like at a Waffle House and you said, okay, let's get a pull-up bar and go, how many can you do?
So the answer to your question is that we use a technique that's called leg-assisted pull-ups in conjunction with a height-adjustable pull-up bar that moves up and down in one-inch increments. And we start the bar as low as necessary so that Johnny or Jimmy or Susie or Sally can do at least 8 repetitions of leg-assisted pull-ups, jumping and pulling at the same time.
Gotcha.
And basically, we keep the repetitions between 8 and 12. The first workout, they do 8 reps. The second workout, the second day, 2 times a week, by the way, say Tuesday and Thursday. The second workout, they do 9. The third, they do 10. The fourth, they do 11. The fifth, they do 12 repetitions. And when they hit 12 repetitions, the following workout, the bar is raised 1 inch, and the 8 to 12 routine goes happens all over you. So we use these very, very small increments of progress to make sure that the kids that we're working with make progress every single time they put their hands on the bar. It would be like taking your 100-pound bench press and adding 1 pound each time instead of 5 or 10 pounds each time.
Right.
So small, very small increments of progress assure that progress is made on a regular basis over weeks and weeks, months and months. And what happens is basically you develop a what I call a motivational momentum that is built into this thing when they succeed week after week, month after month, in front of their friends, by the way, and get high fives when they're done. It feels good to these kids to do pull-ups. And it doesn't take very long before you are being begged by the kids for the opportunity to get on the pull-up bar and get strong.
Now, what about, Rick, if you started them and they just did the negative component, meaning if they just try to lower themselves instead of raising themselves, would that be another progression that they could do?
No.
I to tell you the truth, we've never done that, although I would tell you that we do encourage the kids with the leg-assisted to stop at stop and come down slow.
So come down slow.
That is, in fact, emphasizing the negative, as you're talking about. But this little technique of gradually raising the bar over weeks and months over the school year, you eventually run out of leg assistance, and at that point you are doing conventional pull-ups. And if you start young, and I'm talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, most kids, and I'm going to say 90-95% of kids, can learn to do a conventional pull-up, which is to say that most kids can naturally immunize themselves against obesity for life by learning and maintaining the ability to do pull-ups. Now, when I say maintaining, I mean eat and exercise in ways that allow you to maintain the ability to do that, at least one pull-up, and you cannot be obese. You'll never, ever in your entire life wrestle with obesity as long as you maintain the ability to do at least one pull-up. Does that make sense?
Yes, and now when you talk about the pull-up, great exercise because it involves a lot of different moving parts to this as well. So it's not just the arms, but you're engaging the upper torso as well. Any other things that you do that you encourage people to do, like push-ups and sit-ups?
Well, this is not an exercise regimen. This is an acid test. This is actually designed to replace BMI, which inspires absolutely nobody.
Right.
At BMI doesn't even ask the right questions.
Right.
They ask nothing about muscle mass. They ask nothing about body fat. Kids don't care about it. Teachers don't care about it. Nobody cares about it. It's abstract. It's meaningless. And if you base your program on a meaningless motivation-free concept like BMI, you're destined to fail. On the other hand, kids understand pull-ups.
Right.
Physical educators understand pull-ups, and it's very concrete. You can see the progress. You can feel the progress. You can see yourself getting stronger in front of your friends. One of our goals, actually, is to get the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is headquartered up about 20 minutes from my house here in Elk Grove Village on the west side of Chicago,
right,
to accept pull-ups as a fifth option, along with underwater weighing, electronic impedance, calipers, and the
right,
omnipresent BMI, if they would simply add a functional dimension. And whether it's pull-ups, whether it's dips, whether it's handstand push-ups, any of those things, if you can do one, you cannot be obese. It's very simple.
So
if you can climb a rope, you cannot be obese. And if the American Academy of Pediatrics would add a fifth option alongside those four options that have failed miserably, we would take a huge step in the right direction if pediatricians across the country were advising moms to make sure that your kids can do at least one pull-up.
Now, you keep throwing out the statement that if you can do one, then you can't be obese. Do you have any – is there any science behind that, or is this just your opinion?
There is. No. There is science behind it. We've tested basically 1,500 kids in a school district in a town called Shanahan, Illinois. And out of this is a very odd circumstance in that about a third of those kids were able to do at least one pull-up, which was very unusual.
Now, is this based on the definition of obesity? Is it being 30% over their ideal body weight?
This is based on the BMI concept. What we did was we took all the kids who could do at least one pull-up. We threw their height weight into a BMI formula, and we found that nobody was even close to a 30 BMI, which is to say 500 out of 500 kids who we tested, actually it's 500 and change, who could do at least one pull-up, zero were obese. As a matter of fact, we have a pending project coming up that's going to do a similar thing with 10,000 kids.
Right.
And what I'm going to expect to see is 10,000 out of 10,000 kids who could do at least one pull-up will
right.
not be obese. It's simply impossible to carry that kind of excess baggage and do a pull-up, or do a dip, or do a handstand push-up, or climb a rope. None of those things
right.
are in the bag. The reason that we use pull-ups is because everybody knows what they are. It's very inexpensive to do the kinds of things we're talking about. There's not a school in Atlanta or Chicago who can't afford to implement what we're talking about here.
Right.
And the other thing is the space factor is minimal.
And it sounds like, Rick, the key issue here is motivating kids to be...
Center.
Right.
This is all about motivation.
Because kids want – no kid doesn't want to be – wants to be the weak kid. Every kid wants to be strong. But it's really showing them exercises, things they can do to be successful and not fail at those particular things. And if we start early on, then they can't do that.
As a matter of fact, the title of our book, which I want to mention here, is Strong at Everything – Weak at Nothing, How to Motivate Your Kids to Eat Better, Exercise More, and Naturally Immunize Themselves Against Obesity for Life. So you're talking about the title of the book. You're absolutely right. Every kid on planet Earth wants to be strong at everything. It's simple as that. And the pull-up bar represents strength to every kid that
now,
I've ever met.
Rick, it's an e-book as well, right? Or you can get this. Can you get this at Amazon as well?
You can get them all three places. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Borders. You can get the e-book on our website, which is .net, not .com. Make sure there is a .com, but that doesn't have nearly the amount of information that the .net does.
Right.
So go to pullyourownweight.net, and the Amazon link is there. The Borders link is there, or you can order it right off of our website. If you order it from the website, we... throw an autograph on it. So.
Now, do you go around to school systems? I mean, obviously, a lot of school systems nowadays, they're trying to get rid of physical education. They're making it an option rather than a necessity. Do you go around schools promoting, fitness-related stuff as well?
Yes, we are working with schools, but we're also working with YMCAs, and we're also working with scouts, and we're working with Boys and Girls Clubs, and basically anybody who's working with kids we want to work with. But schools are at the center of our target because of the continuity and consistency that you get in school that you don't get in an after-school program.
Right. Well, Rick...
So our main goal is to get this into physical education programs around the country. And if you don't have a physical education program, you can do it anyway. And we do not cover all. This is a long ways from a physical education curriculum. This is strictly an obesity prevention strategy that is simple and can be implemented. It can be implemented in the home.
Rick, I don't know if you know this, but Michelle Obama listens to our show regularly. So I hopefully that she listens closely. This is the antidote to getting rid of obesity with kids, just like what she's trying to do. And our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids as well, would help that as
right.
well.
Yeah. Well, and again, the key is, as you said, to motivate kids. If you don't
right.
motivate kids,
it's
you,
not gonna
you
happen.
Lose the war. It's simple as that.
Absolutely.
And when you make it complicated and abstract and expensive and overwhelming, there's not a snowball's chance in purgatory of winning anything, let alone the war on child obesity. On the other hand, if you make it simple, concrete, and understandable, and motivational, your odds are increased about 1,000-fold.
Well, Rick, we really appreciate you coming on our show today to tell us about the book, the latest one, Strong at Everything, Weak at Nothing, How to Motivate Your Kids to Eat Better, Exercise More, and to Immunize Against the Obesity of Life. And you can get that at pullyourownweight.net and Amazon. And we really appreciate taking the time out of your schedule to come on our show. And we are big fans of yours, and we will do whatever we need to do to make sure that this gets out there and promote kids from actually being more
right.
active.
No more fat kids.
No more
right,
fat
Rick?
Kids. We're getting rid of fat kids.
No more fat kids. I look forward to shaking your guys' hands one of these days soon.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. That is Rick Osborne. Check him out at pullyourownweight.net and get his latest book. And also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go to our website. Become one of our Facebook fans right now. I'm going to wait. We've got plenty of time. Our next guest is holding.
We're not going to do any more until we get
here.
One more Facebook fan.
We need more fans. We just had our 500th fan.
That's right.
We should have, at this time, we should have 5 million.
You
I
would
don't,
think.
Can't believe we only have 500 fans. That's probably because people don't really like us that much.
We don't have that many people that
like
us.
We ran out of family. Our family no longer can give us any more Facebook.
That's the problem with Facebook. It really illustrates that you have no friends.
Yeah. No, that's what it tells you.
Yeah.
No, it's acquaintances. Because your friends really... You know what? If your friends sign up on Facebook, that shouldn't count. Your friends are your friends. You talk to those people. People on Facebook should be the people you don't really talk to. That's what I think.